When a famous biologist named J.B.S. Haldane was asked what science had revealed about God, he said that the creator apparently had an inordinate fondness for beetles. That's because there are just so many different kinds of beetles. Named species make up about a quarter of all known animals, and new ones are being discovered all the time. But as NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports, there's another contender competing for the title of most diverse critter. First, the case for the beetle.
A beetle is an insect with a hard wing case. There's ladybugs and scarabs and stag beetles and jewel beetles and whirligig beetles and on and on and on. Don't even get me started on the beetles known as weevils. There's around 400,000 known species. That's like 40 times the number of bird species. And this mind-boggling variety is part of the fascination for Rachel Smith.
It's kind of akin to like early humans looking up into the sky and like gazing at this like vast unknown. But we have this vast unknown here on Earth with like this crazy diversity of beetles that seemingly never ends.
Smith is about to graduate from the University of Kansas, and she recently had a research job on campus. She was handed a bunch of water beetles that had been collected in South America, and she was told, sort through them, see if there's anything new.
I had about 2,000 specimens that I sorted through and came up with these 18 new species.
18 new species, all brown, oval-shaped, and very small.
The average size of these beetles is probably about the size of a capital O in size 12 font.
So, teeny tiny. To tell the difference between them, you need a microscope.
And really, it came down to, this is going to sound funny, but it came down to the morphology of the male genitalia.
Plus genetic differences. Now, it takes a lot of devotion to patiently examine the genitalia of tiny brown beetles. And beetles seem to inspire that kind of dedication. Charles Darwin loved beetles, and he had plenty of company. One of Napoleon's generals had one of the largest collections in the world.
Collecting beetles was a hobby in the 1800s. People would go out and collect as many beetles as they could and then, you know, get together and compare the size of their beetle collections.
Andrew Forbes is an evolutionary biologist at the University of Iowa. He says, okay.
And it's certainly true that there are more species of described beetles than any other kind of animal.
He says maybe that's because beetles tend to be relatively easy to find and charismatic. At least they're more charismatic than the kind of insect Forbes likes to study, parasitic wasps.
These are these tiny little wasps that lay their eggs in other insects.
He says the larva consumes the host from the inside.
Eventually, it will kill the host and it bursts from the host's body, kind of like Ridley Scott's Alien, you know, like this horrible thing.
He says these wasps are incredibly diverse, with around 100,000 known species, but way more species are unknown. In fact, Forbes and some colleagues recently looked at different insects and the wasps that parasitize them to come up with an estimate of how many wasp species would be expected to be out there.
Our numbers tell us that there are very likely more species of these wasps than any other type of insect.
Including beetles. Oh, that's a bold claim, but studies in the field support it. Lynn Kimsey is an entomologist at the University of California, Davis. She spent years doing intensive studies of all the insects in different environments, like, say, some desert dunes in California and an Indonesian rainforest. She says in each place, parasitic wasps beat out beetles.
So you have to figure that for every species of beetle, there are probably at least one or two wasp parasites or parasitoids.
That is a tough one for people who love beetles to accept. Dina Smith-Nufio of the University of Colorado has studied beetles, including fossilized beetles, to try to understand what drove their intense diversity.
I just think they're fascinating and beautiful. So I'm going to be like the other people who root for their own little group of insect and say, well, of course, the beetles are fantastic and they're special and they probably are the most diverse group. And
in all seriousness, she thinks a friendly wasp versus beetle smackdown is good for science.
I think it just keeps the whole endeavor rolling. Personally, I find it a lot of fun.
And of course, there are other critters out there, like mites and worms, that could be even more diverse, but they might not have as many fans as beetles or even wasps. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.